think we should be valued as that and all the hard work that we put in and on the ground and pass blocking and all those type of things. And, you know, I think we should be valued more.
James Cook back at minicamp. Running backs do matter. You could describe that as.
He wants running backs to matter.
They matter in his opinion. They matter.
Yeah. I feel him. It's a tough spot to be in. They are not valued like I think they should be. It's too replaceable, and that's how it goes. So I've always felt some level of sympathy for any of these guys that we're talking about, whether they're Bills guys or not, like Le'Veon Bell, going all the way back to that. Yeah, he wants to be paid like a great receiver's being paid. Well, problem is you're not a great receiver. You're a great running back. And I got a guy over here from William & Mary who can probably do the job 90% as well as you.
Just a random school name?
Just a dude. Just needed a small school.
Ish, yeah.
I was thinking of Fred Jackson.
Fred Jackson, Co-College. Marv Levy, Co-College. Right. Sean McDermott, William & Mary.
Right.
Mark Kelso, William & Mary. Mike Tomlin. That'd be a good, if we were the Levitard show, we could put a poll up. Did you feel sorry for Le'Veon Bell? Like Bulldog, did you feel sorry? Yes or no? He had a beauty the other day. I feel like we invented the genre. When Joe was here, we were constantly putting up these nonsense polls.
Okay.
I think he amused himself with that. And now Levitard, obviously didn't probably get that from us, but he had one about an umpire. There were two about umpires. One was, they're not allowed to go to casinos, but are they allowed to walk through the casino to get to the buffet? Mm-hmm. Like your kids, have you been to a casino with your kids? And they're not allowed on the floor, but you're still walking. You're pretty close. You're pretty much on the floor. Like you're walking through there to the hotel area where people are gambling.
Just making sure they don't look at any of the slot machines.
They're not allowed to look at anything. Don't look over there. We're just going to, get some eggs. And so there was that. And then there was, if an umpire is daydreaming on the field and there's a check swing, does he automatically give the safe sign? Isn't that great?
Yes.
Like if you don't know, don't you just say safe?
Yeah.
No swing?
Right.
If you don't know?
Yes.
I think that one's right. Okay. So what'll happen with Cook? What should happen? 803-0550 if anybody wants to try to predict it. We're still 2.5 weeks away, basically, from 2 and change weeks away from Bill's camp. So it's not like today necessarily anything has to happen. Or then. Who knows? Maybe not. Maybe it won't even happen then.
Right.
While we're projecting, guys, while we're perusing projections, would you care to project the season ahead for one Travis Kelce?
Ooh.
What kind of year is ahead for Travis Kelce? Everybody talks like, basically, he's just dead.
It's over, yeah.
And, it's not confusing. He's gotten older. Last year was different.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do last year, Kelce?
I have never looked at the stats. I'm going to just ballpark it. 64 catches, 6 touchdowns.
97 catches on 133 targets.
My Lord.
823 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Only 3 touchdowns. That's right. A lot more volume than I was giving him credit for.
I mean, it's really short now.
Right.
But still, that's 6 catches a game almost, Kelce. And I think about him a lot because of fantasy. He goes like in the 8th round. The guys you need now, I mean, if you're going to be cool, be a cool kid, are Bowers or McBride. Like those are the cool kid tight ends. And here's Kelce. And Andrews is right behind him, by the way, who's younger, but still, like, they're yesterday's tight end ones. Mike Clay on Kelce.
Is it closer to what I just guessed at?
It is.
Okay, all right.
But, would you take these seasons, 73 for 705 and 5? That's a drop-off, but it's still fairly productive.
It's Kincaid with 3 more touchdowns. Kincaid's rookie year with 3 more touchdowns is what that is. I think you'd have at this stage of his career, I think you'd have to be satisfied with that. it's up to them to find something else that is, you know, going to replace some of those targets. And they've got, I don't know about a tight end necessarily, but there's pass catchers there, provided Rice is on the field, which it looks more and more like he will be. Health-wise, I know he's fine, but it doesn't look like there's a suspension incoming on that front. And so he and Worthy, and they're going to just have to find someone else to be the guy, because I wouldn't expect him to lead. He led them in targets with that number last year, I imagine.
Easily.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that they're, in their own self-interest, going to start trying to figure out a way forward where he's not leading them in targets.
Worthy had 98 targets. It's a lot.
It's a healthy number.
For a rookie?
Yep.
What was Coleman?
In the 40s, I think? No, it had to be more than that. Hang on, I've got it open here. He had 57 targets, Coleman. So
missed some time.
Not that far off. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, how many games? 12?
13 games. So, you know, what you maybe get 20 more tops.
For a game?
Yeah.
Worthy was closer to 6 in targets per game last year. Who leads Kansas City in touchdowns scored this year? So, for Mike Clay, let's see. Worthy, 8. 7 receiving, 1 rushing. Jet sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Pacheco, 8. 6-2. Rice, 7. He's not projecting for a suspension. Rice, 7. Kelsey, 5. Hollywood Brown, 5. Hunt, 5.
Oh, yeah, Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. Man, that's like 6 guys. It could be any of them. Doesn't even mention Breshard Smith, rookie running back that I like that went to Kansas City. One thing I was going to say before, and it's maybe, you know, obvious, but what the Bills will do with Cook, what do they want to do? I don't know. Is this meaningless? If you sign, say they make this deal we keep coming back to, like 3 for $30,
mm-hmm,
with whatever sort of machinations are built within that, bonuses and guaranteed everything else. $10 million a year for 3 years, something like that. What they can't do then, I think, or, you know, it'd be weird if they did, is bring anyone else in ever.
Right.
You know, I thought you were right in the end. I thought this year they should draft somebody anyway. Like, just, it's such a good deep running back class. Everybody says, go get your Breshard Smith. Go get your, you know, whoever it is, Scadaboo or somebody like this. Not even that early. That was early 4th.
Yeah.
Not even that early, but somebody just to add to your depth and who you might find, if you will, lightning in a bottle with somebody like this. And if you're paying the running back 10 for 3 years, you're almost as a rule not doing that. You're not.
Right, you're going to keep moving forward with the guys you've got here already. Davis will have still 2 more years on his rookie contract. Johnson, I think, re-upped for 2 years when he re-signed this offseason. So you've got some security there. Yeah, no, you'd be setting your running back room up for the next, I think, 2 seasons at least.
And is that what you want? Like, the Eagles didn't draft a running back. Again, not apples to apples,
mm-hmm,
Cook and Barkley, but like they didn't draft. They know so much. They didn't find their way to Breshard Smith or somebody like that in round 7.
I would have been fine with the Bills getting a guy this year. I think the question would have been, is he going to be on our roster? And if he's not, because of what I've got already, Davis and Johnson, who we like Cook still. Are we going to be able to get him through waivers if he's that good? Like, can we stash him? If not, then I'll just do this next year. You know, and there will be probably a need. Maybe next year we'll spend a lot of time talking about first-round running backs again.
Oof.
Because if this plays out in such a way that Cook walks, they walk him right up to free agency, there is no long-term agreement. He plays out the year, has a fine year. The Bills do whatever they're going to do on the field, win it all or not. But he's a free agent. Then, yeah, I mean, running back is sort of leaps off the page as a need, and then we can all haggle about how early they should do it or not, because it is such a need, you know. And need can be relative. We don't know what. Maybe Ray Davis has some sort of a breakout or something if he gets more opportunity, and you feel pretty good about it, but you're still going to need another. You're going to need another guy. If Cook leaves, you'd need another guy.
How high are you on Davis? I was higher on him a year ago than now.
I'm I'm open to him being their lead running back in 2026 if it comes to that, but I'm also open to there being a better idea.
When I say I was more optimistic for him or excited about him a year ago, I don't mean that in a harsh way. Like, I loved the idea of him into that draft and for the Bills to get him. I'm biased because I liked his story a lot too. Like, I was digging Ray Davis as an idea. And, you know, he was good enough as a Bill, as a rookie. He was good enough, but not – you don't hear me – for all the time we spent on Cook.
Get Cook out of the way.
You don't hear me, like, sort of telling you Davis has to play, right? Like, I'm not coming at this from the standpoint, like, he's undeniable. I think there could have been – I would even guess that there are going to be a couple of, if you will, Bucky Irvings in this draft – this year, but they have to get the opportunity. What Bucky Irving did, that could have happened here. What was Tampa? They were a playoff team already with Rashad White. Same quarterback, same coach, Liam Cohen, so not the same coordinator. Canales left for Carolina. This is a year ago. And they had a running back in Rashad White who was okay. Like, for me, he's probably not as good as Cook. But I could have put them a year ago in kind of the same category. Guys who can't play full-time, they can help you, but these metrics are just mid and whatever. And they drafted Bucky Irving in maybe the fifth round last year, and he just completely
took over.
Outplayed Rashad White, and they were a playoff team again, and he ended up being like easily their number one guy. And that's what I mean about paying Cook $10 million. Like, you close yourself off to that. And, you know, maybe you'd want to do that. But what you wouldn't want to have happen, it's almost like it wouldn't be a good problem. It's whatever the opposite of that is, where you'd have, an exciting backup that almost looks like he should probably play more, but you've got money, you know, over here.
Right.
And you kind of can't do it. I thought this was a year where the Bills should have found their way to whoever their favorite of those running backs was. And, you know, I always want it to be more interesting, and that would have been interesting. They didn't do that. I think Davis is okay, but I wouldn't expect him to, like, be that much better than Cook if he ended up having to play, you know, like, for a month or something like that. I'd expect it to be about the same, which is another way of looking at all this.
Right.
And thinking that Cook just isn't worth the big investment, because even Davis is good enough to justify, you know, an important role.
Yeah, I wonder if there's the high end to run away from DBs like Cook had. Really, that developed, maybe it was just circumstantial. He just was in the right place, right time, right angles, whatever. But he ran away from people last year, and I didn't see him doing that his first 2 years. I don't know that I've seen Davis do any of that yet. So that might be one spot. And that to me is not a deal. You can't be my number 1A running back unless you can run away. I'd like it, but it's not, to me, the most important factor. So, yeah, I'm open to Davis taking over that job, but I would expect them to, if it all happens that Cook leaves after this season, I'd expect months of arguing about how soon to draft one.
Oh, I mean, what's going to be better than that?
Very little.
What's better than arguing about running backs? I mean, the games aren't even always better than that. Oh, it's almost like a reason to just keep eating well. That I can look forward to those days. Bills open the season Sunday night, week one, against Baltimore. We'll talk about that matchup. And the Ravens with Jeremy Kahn coming up in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.